Welcome, everybody, back to A Kiss Like Yours.
It is good to be back with you.
Back from vacation. What's up, guys?
It was so nice.
We haven't taken a week off for almost 80 weeks on the podcast, just straight.
Really?
We've been late. Like, we've taken an extra day or two to put it out, but we haven't skipped a week.
Yeah, I think the last time I remember skipping was when Alaya was in the hospital.
Did we skip a week?
Yeah, because we were just all thrown off.
I thought we still put it out, though.
We did.
I think we put it out late.
Just put it out late? I thought we missed an entire week.
Because we got back on Sunday. Like, we were in the hospital that weekend, and then we got back on, like, that Monday or Tuesday. I think we put out an episode.
Later in the week?
Later that week, yeah.
I live in a time warp, though. I never know what day of the week it is anymore.
Of course, because you don't have to get up and report to anyone.
I do. I have two commanding officers that I report to every 5 minutes.
But it was cool to take kind of a week off of the podcast and recharge the batteries a bit. We were away from the...
Away from studios the
day, yeah, studios de Godinez,
aka the kitchen table. Yeah,
we were away from the kitchen table. What's going on, guys? I had a good time this past, I guess, the week off.
Mm-hmm.
Call it the bye week, you know.
We had a bye. I love it.
We were able to kind of step away, get away from the homestead, and have some fun.
It was nice.
Headed out to the desert. We had planned this desert sort of weekend for a few months now. Quite a while.
Right. Yeah, because we were trying to get to Hawaii with the family timeshare. That didn't work out because there was no availability. And your mom had this week. She's like, we got to use it. And we were like, well, I guess just find something here.
Right.
So then she came back. She's like, okay, we're going to Palm Springs. We're like, wow.
Yay. Palm Springs. I've been to Palm Springs before, you know. It's a great place. It's very nice. But it's not something that I get overly excited about. It's like, okay, you know. But then you get there and you're like, oh my God, I'm having such a good time.
Yeah.
You know?
I thought it was great. I hadn't gone.
You went for a bachelorette party, right?
As often as you. Yeah. I want to say that will be...
8 years? Like, 8 or 9 years?
Have they been married that long?
I don't know. The things on... We still have their
right, their save the date. I like to save the magnet ones. So I believe they got married 3 years after
2013.
Wow.
2013. So that's 8 years.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it's just past 8 years.
It's going to be this year.
Okay.
Yeah, because they got married in August, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean...
So that's when I was there for the bachelorette party, so...
Was that the last time you were there? Because we haven't gone back since then, have we?
Unless we needed to do anything for your grandma. Yeah.
So maybe for my grandma's birthday. Something like that.
I don't even think we were married for your grandma's birthday. I think we were dating or engaged. It's been a long time, guys. It's been a long time since we've been in Palm Springs. But I always enjoyed it. You know, we had a good time. Yes. I love the sun and the rocks and the way it all kind of hits. It just feels different. Like, you're not that far from home, but it feels like you're really far from home. And I love the heat. I like the heat.
You like the heat, but there's a different energy there. There's like a, how do I describe it? It's like a life. I think it's because the sun is just, like, bringing everything to life right now.
Okay.
You know, being springtime, like, it's not too hot.
Okay.
Usually it gets up to, like, 120 there.
Yeah. It was just nice and warm because here it was cold and ugly and drizzly and gray. Over there it was, like, 80.
Yeah, I felt, I don't know, I just had this energy of, like, rejuvenation and sun and light being there. So, I really enjoyed it. The kids were able to hop in the pool.
That was awesome. They were just dying for a holiday. But the other thing that made it was our home away from home.
Oh, yeah. The room was stupid awesome.
It was so incredible. We had so much space. I mean, you walk in.
And it was bigger than, like, square footage was bigger than our house.
Yeah. I mean, you have a nice full kitchen. And then you had a lovely dining area.
Yeah.
Which is set up with a round table, which I've been wanting. So, of course, I'm like, ooh, this is nice. Yeah. And you knew I was going to be like, oh, I like this.
It has completely ruined vacations from here on out.
If we don't travel that way, we're going to have problems.
Yeah. You're going to.
I'm going to be like, excuse me. What is this? What is in this room?
It's funny
what
because I went fishing that next week and like that room was ridiculously the polar opposite.
I told you I would have walked out. I'm like, nope, I'm staying here. Mm-mm.
No, but the room was fantastic.
Yeah, we had great
full kitchen,
space.
Every a washer dryer,
a living room,
dining room,
a master suite. And then we had a two-bedroom because we were traveling with your mom and her timeshare allows for two bedrooms. So then she had her own quarters, her own mother-in-law suite.
It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. I would go back just to stay in that, like...
In a room like that.
In a room like that
I do
want to
try a different resort. You know, it's like, okay, we went there. I'd like to see, you know, what else we could get. I wouldn't mind going back to Palm Springs at all. The girls had a blast. I'd like to go somewhere with a pool that maybe had a little slide or, you know, like something more for the kids to enjoy.
I don't think so. But I think they had a blast.
They had a blast. But, like, I am okay with trying something different. I don't need to go back to that.
I can go back there because the pool was 5 feet. The pool was 5 feet at the deep end. The girls had their float. Well, Zoe had her floaty on.
Right.
Alaya knows how to swim. Mm-hmm. You go back there. You don't have to worry about this deep old end.
Yes.
You know, Alaya could almost touch. She's all tall now.
I know. It's unbelievable.
And so I was able to just hang out and have a couple White Claws with you. I was mingling. We met one person from California. And we were telling them about the podcast. Well, they were.
One in the little tram. Or bus.
Right.
And then
what was the other one?
The other ones were in the pool. Remember where Alaya made friends?
They weren't from California.
Yeah, they were from L.A. The second day we were in the pool, they were from L.A.
Oh, well, I don't remember. Maybe I had a couple White Claws.
And then, yeah,
but we had
more than a couple.
We were talking with folks from Texas.
From Jersey.
From Jersey, Austin, Texas, and New Jersey. If you're listening, welcome to the show. And where else did we have folks from?
There was someone else that said what their daughter lived in Chicago, or they had come from Chicago.
Their daughter lived in. She was from somewhere else, but her daughter lived in Chicago, and it was like 40 degrees.
Yeah, it was like
something.
48 degrees, and it was like 88. And we were by the pool.
Yeah,
sipping drinks, playing music.
She was having a good time too. Mm-hmm.
It was nice.
It was really nice. Oh, I know where they. She was from. She was from Seattle.
Oh.
Yeah, she was from Seattle.
Yeah, so everyone was coming in from everywhere. That was kind of crazy. But the pools were amazing. Everything was very clean. The staff, I thought, was very nice. Everyone was, you know, trying to be very attentive to, you know, just
where were we, honey?
Sure.
Tell them where we were, because I forgot.
What do you mean?
What's the hotel that we stayed at?
Oh, we stayed at the Marriott.
The Marriott. The Desert.
Desert Villas.
Desert Spring Villas?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Desert Spring Villas, yeah.
In Palm Springs.
Yes, because our like sister anchor hotel there was the JW Marriott.
Right, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It was awesome. I you know, getting out, COVID, everyone was super chill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone had their masks on and doing their thing. It didn't really seem too much of a deterrent, except for me, because I wear glasses, and it's just a pain in the ass. I don't care, you know, the whole, you know, put it above your nose and do the. It's still a pain in the butt.
It is, but, you know, you find your little workarounds, and it was just for a short amount of time. You know, walking around the facility, they ask you to have your mask on. You go inside a restaurant, while you're walking, they want you to have it on. When you're eating, you know, take it off. It just play by the rules, right? It is what it is, and for me, just like, you know, all these people that work in the grocery stores that are working anywhere you go, they're mandated by their employee to wear it all day. So I'm not going to complain about 5 minutes. Like, we're all in this together. They're suffering. I'll suffer with you. You know, I don't have a problem with that. I'm not going to make a stink over it. Yes, it sucks. But
But it is what it is.
You got a problem, then don't do anything.
I had it didn't deter me from having a good time. Exactly. I'll tell you that.
Me either.
I mean, it was something that I didn't, you know, necessarily like, but hey, you just do it and be done.
Exactly. We'll be over it soon. But it was a great time away. I loved it. I loved that the girls were excited to be away. I loved that they had so much fun. I think we enjoyed it so much because of the space we had. Had we all been cramped in one little hotel room, like, we would have gone nuts.
No. We've done hotel rooms before. It's just, it's a lot easier for the kids to be able to just move around. It's easier to serve them, like, to eat. You know what I mean? Like, at a hotel where there's no kitchenette or something like that, it's, you have to bring in the food. You have to store stuff in the ice chest. And don't get me wrong, it's doable. It's completely doable. But is it a lot nicer to do it with a full kitchen? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Because we went down to the pool. We got there. We were hangry. And so we said, oh, there's an on-site, you know, bar pool, and grill by the pool. So we go down there. We ordered, you know, four meals and two drinks, and it was $90.
We got five meals and three drinks.
Okay, five meals and three drinks, and it was $90.
Right.
And I'm like, what the heck? And I didn't know that until after we left, but, you know, anyways. And the food was terrible. It was terrible.
It was terrible. And then you and I go to the grocery store later on that night.
Yes, because we have a refrigerator and a full kitchen.
Right. We spent $95 and we had food. You know, we ate out like one more time after that.
Exactly.
That was it. So yeah,
we made food at the house and or at the
breakfast.
Breakfast, lunch,
dinners. Yeah.
It was really cool to have that extra space. So yeah, it's completely doable at a hotel for sure.
But could you imagine the four of us and your mom in one hotel room?
Yes, I can. We've done it.
And a bathroom?
Like, yes, we've done it before.
I know, but it's not fun. Like, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it wouldn't have been as fun.
Maybe.
I'm trying to downplay it. And that's not the case.
Well, I'm not saying it's not as fun. It just would have been less comfortable.
Okay, I'll give you that. So Thank we got you. To do something else that was awesome. We hadn't seen your aunt in like over a year. She lives out there. So we got to see her, spend some time with her. And your mom and your aunt celebrate the same birthday month. They're a couple days apart, right? A couple days?
I think they're like a week or two.
Okay. And so we took her out to like a teppanyaki type, you know, shogun type of restaurant. And the girls had been asking to go somewhere fancy. So we're sitting there and we're eating and, you know, we're taking it all in. And it was super fun. And I realized that was the first time the girls had been inside a sit-down restaurant in over a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
I know, because yesterday we were at In-N-Out, and they were like, are we going to eat it there?
Inside? I know. That was so fun, too. I loved it. And then we get the bill, and then we're like, this is why we don't go out anymore.
Exactly. It's really expensive right now, and I think...
And those teppanyaki places are even more expensive, but
I think people are trying to... and you know what? People are trying to rebound, so I know that they've kicked up their prices the way around.
Yeah.
The problem is that, you know, it just makes it that much more difficult to want to go out because these places are expensive, and, you know, we'll get to a little bit later about cooking, but man, it's... I don't mind it at this point because it's COVID time and I want to support these restaurants who've been holding on by a thread for the past year. So I'm like, yeah, it's going to hurt my wallet, but the one, that's why you got stimulus. And two, it's temporary and it's, you're doing something for helping out somebody that you don't even know possibly, you know, get through the month.
In your community, I mean, think of all those people who had been out of work and, you know, trying to support for their kids. You know, we didn't have a struggle like that at all through COVID. We were very fortunate. So be able to go out and enjoy those moments with our family and have those small little celebrations like, hey, you know, we're happy to see you again. And, you know, like I said, we don't see your aunt. Like, this was a big milestone birthday for her. So to take her out and have a treat and our server was awesome. And to know that, like, you're supporting,
server was great,
you're supporting this small community. You know, we don't know if they were open the whole time or not, or just open, you know, that type of thing. It makes it all okay.
Yeah, so I definitely go back. To your point, I mean, there's so many hotels and resorts in Palm Springs. Would I try another one? Absolutely. But would I know with confidence, hey, this one's available. Do you guys want to go again? Hell yeah. Yeah.
So that's what I was going to ask you. So I know you're like, it's not like we're like, what do we do this weekend? Hey, let's go to Palm Springs. But now that we went and kind of enjoyed it, is it something that you feel like, oh, if we get the timeshare for a couple of days, it's like, yeah, I can do that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Nice. We have more tiki bars to check out too.
I know. We hit up two tiki bars. We hit the reef and we hit, this is going to be a long podcast, you guys. I'm just telling you right now. We have a lot to catch up on.
We missed you.
I know. But we were like, you know, going through, we're like, okay, we got to talk about this on the podcast. We got to talk about that on the podcast. And it's funny because people go like, how do you guys know what to talk about? You know? And I'm like, you never run out of things to talk about because something happens every week. All like something happens and you right. go, bam, let's talk about that on the podcast, mm-hmm. you know? And then sometimes you guys say, hey, can you guys talk about this? You know?
Right.
And that part I love. So if you guys have something that you want to hear about or have questions about, you know, hit us up on social media at a kiss like yours, email at a kiss like yours at gmail.com and let us know. Hey, I want you guys to talk about this or what do you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
I think is pretty funny, it's great. Sorry.
I like to hear when everyone agrees with me. That's my favorite part.
So of course.
When you agree with me, write in. I mean, I'll deal with it if you don't agree with me. I might not answer you back, but I'll deal with it. No, I'm kidding.
What was I talking about? I lost my train of thought.
Tiki bars.
Tiki bars. Thank you. So we hit up the reef.
The reef.
Which we had been wanting to hit up.
And dying to go to. And thank God we just went to the bar and decided like, oh, let's not stay there. Thank God.
It was a bit different from, to their defense. You were looking at it after we had just walked into, like, the villas of villas.
Well, I think the problem is I'm looking at it now as, like, an almost 40-year-old as opposed to, like, an almost, like, a 20-year-old. I think that different eras in life call for different accommodations.
And we saw it in the dark. So it was just less glamorous. Convenient and glamorous, let's just say, of a hotel. I don't remember the name of the hotel. Don't even need it.
It's not even a hotel. It's like a motel.
No, it's a hotel.
When all the doors face the parking lot, I don't think that's called a hotel anymore. When you can just open your door and yell out for like weed or something, you know, it's not a hotel.
Give me a dime bag. I excuse you because the place that you were sitting in had all the doors facing the outside.
Those were foyer doors.
No, I'm talking about the doors to get into the building was facing outside. Like you had all the doors for the rooms were facing outside.
That's what I'm talking about. They were like in the parking lot.
But they were in a guarded complex. So
the gate was security. And like I said, that door that we opened that was facing all the parking garages, the carports, if you will, that was the foyer. We had another door double bolted, locked, that went into the living quarters.
Fair enough.
I've never had a foyer. Might as well have had armed security right outside the door. That was the last portion of what you needed.
Just in case COVID felt froggy.
Exactly.
We had a door to block.
It was going
to
slip in under the foyer, past the foyer.
I didn't even know what a foyer was until this weekend. Oh, my God. Oh, that's a foyer.
Oh, my goodness. Back to tiki bars.
Yeah. So the reef was great. It was pretty divey.
Oh, I loved it.
So
I loved everything about it.
Yeah. I mean, it felt kind of dirty and then it felt divey and then it felt tiki.
Right.
So I was like,
but I didn't,
you walk
I
in.
I didn't feel like I was going to get COVID there.
No.
I didn't feel like.
No,
you,
it felt
clean. You
didn't
clean. Get that vibe. Like,
no.
Yeah, it felt clean.
Yeah.
Divey and like old dumpy, but not like. Dirty.
It felt tiki because mm-hmm. tiki isn't like all
glamorous.
It's freaking
tiki's
like
old 70s.
Salty.
You know,
yeah, it's salty.
Elvis
and it's
Presley movies.
Yeah, yeah. With the fake grass and the
yes.
I got a good word for it. Cheesy. It's very cheesy. Tiki is very cheesy.
Mm, or like kitschy.
Yeah. Anyway, it was good. The drinks were really good, better than I thought they were going to be.
Amazing.
So definitely.
They were like two for ones for us because one drink did me in for sure.
Yeah, one drink you were pretty buzzed.
I needed assistance walking to the car.
You did not. You were just buzzed.
Because I was wearing heels for the first time in like 3 years, too. So that didn't help.
Oh, one sniper did go and get you a little bit, huh? Yeah. Nicked you.
Yeah, got me at the end.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then we headed over to the Tunga Hut. And it was about 5 minutes away. Mm-hmm. Not too bad. Mm-hmm. So if you want to hit multiples, we didn't get to hit the last one, which we're talking about. But Tunga Hut was a different vibe. Much more modern. Mm-hmm. Much more, what's the word? Like classy tiki. You know, you kind of went in there mm-hmm. and you had tiki themed drinks.
Right.
We didn't eat there.
We didn't eat there. And I think it was different because we were sitting outside. So there wasn't really much ambiance to take in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were on the upper level, kind of like overlooking the street.
Yeah. Way more modern tiki.
Which isn't bad. It just wasn't the vibe. I think if we were inside, it would have felt a little different.
Drinks were fine.
Yeah. Drinks were very tasty.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with the drinks. Nope. Just a little bit more problem with the vibe. It was a little mm-hmm. too modern for me, a little too like classy tiki.
Okay.
You know?
A little too bougie.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
Like, it was very, of course, tiki bars are always dark, but I'm saying like, usually in tiki bars, there's a lot of color
mm-hmm.
instead of like decor.
Yes.
You know? So there's a lot of lights, color, very nautical. And it just had like hints of nautical. It didn't really feel like I was in a tiki bar.
It felt a little more industrial. Than tiki.
It felt more commercial.
Dark.
Like more commercial.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was our bar hopping experience. You know, the mother-in-law was with us, so we got a chance to
just step away just a bit.
Play around a little bit. That was nice.
Yeah. So I would definitely, like you said, I'd go over for a weekend and call it good.
Mm-hmm.
Then I headed over across the way to the sea, from the desert to the sea.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. California travel. We call it
mm-hmm.
from the desert to the sea. Headed up the coastline there to Ventura. Went out with a buddy of mine, deep sea fishing. Probably the best day of deep sea fishing I've ever had. Last time we went, we had a good time.
I think your boat mates would beg to differ.
Why?
Because you said everybody got sick.
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody, including myself, got sick. I didn't throw up, but I was feeling it mm-hmm. bad. Like I was fighting it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a rough day. It was definitely a rough day. It was probably borderline like we're going to cancel and go back early.
Wow.
Yeah, it was right on that borderline because I know the day before they didn't even try to go out because it was so choppy and rough.
Ooh.
Yeah, nobody went out the day before.
Mm-hmm.
This day was a little bit calmer.
Ah, so you guys had a good catch. No one
No
one swooped in on your territory the day before.
Yeah, exactly. So we went out there. We did our best. We limited out on the fish, on our rockfish, which is good. And, you know, just had a good time being out there. At some point, me, my buddy, and one other fisherman were fishing with our poles in the water. Mm-hmm. That was it.
Everybody
because everybody was just like feeling sick or just like tired.
That makes me so sad.
Yeah. But it was good for us because we were like wide open space, you know, no tangles. You know, you're just mm-hmm. there. Having a good time.
Yep, rocking out with the rod.
My buddy had already yacked one, and after that, he was like, okay, my stomach feels better now.
Yeah.
So he was good to go, and he found his stride, you mm-hmm. know, after he had got sick. And the older guy, he, you know, you can tell he had been out there a time or two before.
Right.
Seasoned, if I may. So he was fine. I was still feeling it, but at the same time, I was just kind of fighting through it. Good time. Obviously, it's a whole ordeal to be out there fishing. Deep sea, we went down, you know, 550 feet at times, which is very cool on the way down. It's fun. On the way up, not so much. You got to reel all of that line back up with a 1 pound sinker at the end. It is not an easy
thing. Sometimes those little weights get you.
One pound.
When you're doing little movements with the little 1 and 2 pounders, you're like, shaking.
Yeah. 1 pound of weight down there, and it gets pretty spicy pretty quickly on your arms.
Yep, I believe that, especially because that's not a motion that, you know, something that you're doing often or daily. You know,
right,
that
when you're
kind of like reeling it in motion. So you had quite a vacation.
Oh, I had an awesome vacation.
Which was nice because we got some nice news before we left.
Well, wait, hold on before you get to that news. Because what I liked about it, to kind of the icing on the cake, was eating the catch. eating the catch after. And I was like, oh man, we had some good. I made these little sliders.
Yes, they were fantastic.
With some homemade tartar sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Some rockfish with some, you know, slight seasoning and some butter. Oh, my God, you guys.
Delicious.
It's amazing because it's so fresh.
Nothing like going out and eating what you hunted that day.
And not only that, it is the freshest thing that you can possibly get.
Right.
I mean, even at the market, they freeze it, whatever. It's still, I don't know, maybe a week. Mm-hmm. At the most, or at the least, it's a week old.
Right.
You know, and that's if you take it home and eat it that day.
Cook it that day, right. Right, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. But, man, this stuff was the bomb.
It was good. It was very good.
Okay. What news were you talking about?
We got your new job placement.
Oh, yeah. That was another thing.
Mm-hmm. Right before we left.
Right, a little celebration. So we knew where I'm going to be.
After you wrap up this project.
New opportunity, new organization. So I'm excited about that. I'll be kind of tapering off of my project that I'm on now and then wrapping up for the next thing.
Yeah, right after my birthday.
Yes.
So hopefully you get to take a good amount of time off.
I might take another week off and go fishing one of those days.
Just as long as it's not the second.
You mean your birthday? No, I don't think so.
That's the one date you do remember. You don't always remember when it is, but...
No, I remember the date. I always remember your birthday and my mom's birthday. Although last year we didn't call her on her birthday. I did.
Yeah, last year we did really bad with her birthday.
Right, but we also celebrated her birthday like before, the day or two before. We just didn't call her on her birthday.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
That was bad.
We blame COVID.
So that just wrapped up that whole weekend. And like I said, we were able to eat that fish that I caught, bring it in and cook it. Mm-hmm. Now, we had come across this show that is not new.
No.
It's not new, but we just haven't watched it.
We hadn't seen it, yes.
And
so while we were out stimulating the economy some more...
America's Worst Cooks.
Oh my goodness.
You guys, this is a ridiculous show. We didn't even hear the show. We just had to read the subtitles because we were at a facility that has, you know, a lot of background noise and nobody's really, you can't hear it, but you can see it and you can read the subtitles and where you can see what's going on with these cooks. So you take these like cooks that, people, I wouldn't say cooks. People that don't know how to cook and try to like teach them how to cook.
Yes.
But they have to do their signature dish.
This was terrible.
I can't even.
Terrible.
I am not going to exaggerate when I'm saying somebody was cutting a potato with a knife and a mallet.
And a mallet. Because they didn't like sharp things. So they put the knife onto the potato. They did it with onions too. They placed the knife banging with the mallet.
Yes. Oh. An aluminum mallet, not like a wood one, but it was metal on metal.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. And then this other person, they had made something for their family and someone got salmonella. So she's like, let's turn up the heat on this. She was making chicken.
Yes.
It was black.
Yeah.
Black.
I don't know.
The whole side of the chicken.
Yeah.
And then she flipped it.
And then she goes, I think I'm going to have to start over on this one.
Yeah.
I'm like, you think?
I know.
I mean,
unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It wasn't just like, you know, guys, like how it looks burnt. It wasn't like that.
No.
It looked like a piece of charcoal.
Right.
Like full a, like covered. Like
a charcoal briquette you would throw into the grill.
The old Kingsford.
Yeah. That's what it looked like.
It literally looked like a piece of a chicken shaped piece of charcoal.
And the
chicken breast.
They thought they were doing good.
Yeah.
That's what's even better.
They're like, oh, yeah, this is coming out good.
This is my dish. This is my dish. Babe, what is your dish? What is your signature dish?
If I were to, I would say my surf and turf. I would say my surf and turf. My shrimp with the steak, fried rice, like teppanyaki style.
Oh,
I think
okay.
That's probably my.
That's your signature meal. Because you do veggie fried rice with that.
Yeah.
You do grilled veggie.
Yeah.
You do the sauces.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, one. You make
one of the sauces. The ginger sauce. Mm-hmm. The ginger sauce, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the surf and turf, and the
then,
shrimp.
And then you do the shrimp and
with
steak.
With the steak. Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
So I think my signature dish would be...
Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, well, I guess you could tell me for you, but I think for me would be the green chili enchiladas.
Those are good.
Wow, I expected a little more. I would feel like if I was trying to hit a home run, you know, with someone or get on someone's good side, or maybe if I wanted to get lucky, like that would be my dish.
Well, if you wanted to get, you want to have lucky. A sesh? But see, you have, and the reason why I say that's good is because you have multiple dishes that are really good.
It's so funny that you say that. Because I was talking with someone and I was like, you don't follow At a Kiss Like Yours? And then they're like, now I do. And I'm like, hey, that your promo or your bio, whatever, it's lies. It says you guys talk about sex. You don't talk about sex. All I hear is Artie say sesh.
Sesh.
Ay, ay, ay.
That's sex, guys. Have a sesh.
Okay.
Okay. That, because the, that's a callback. Thing. Yeah, but that's a callback from an episode, like our early episodes. Where now we were talking about like how to get out of a funk and just have a sesh.
Right.
Anyway. You have your those chicken enchiladas.
Okay.
But the tacos that you make.
The ones that my brother loves?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are good. Mm-hmm. The pot pie.
Oh, I do make a very good pot pie.
The chicken pot pie.
It's usually turkey because I usually make it around Thanksgiving.
Oh, that stuff is. And so that's why I mean, like, I feel like when I reacted to it, there's like multiple ones you could have went with.
That you were thinking.
Yeah. And I was thinking your pot pie, I think, was probably my number one. Number two being the chicken tacos. Number three being the enchiladas.
Oh, I'll have to make you some chicken tacos then. I haven't made them in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're good. Mm-hmm. Super good.
Oh, nice.
So speaking of cooking, in a relationship, I wanted to ask you, how important was it for you while you're dating or where you're figuring out like, hey, do I like this person? Is this like something long-term? How much does cooking or food tie into that?
You know, when I was dating, I always kind of thought it was like more important for me to show that I could do it as like an awesome quality.
Mm-hmm.
For like me to showcase that I had on top of everything else that already makes me like the most amazing catch.
Oh my God.
I know, it's so hard to say that with a straight face.
Hold on. Let me hit the release valve on that air in the head of yours.
Stop. I'm being silly. I didn't always take into account the other half, but I would notice kind of whether or not they could or couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't any deal breakers either way for me when I was younger.
Yeah.
As I got older, that probably would have played a little more like, does your mommy make all your food or what? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like that's what I mean.
That would have come into play more.
You start to think about that stuff, and it's something that I don't think that you necessarily right off the top, like as
discuss
you're dating.
With
yeah,
someone,
you go,
like,
so tell me, what's your signature dish?
That's something I'm definitely going to teach my girls. And after watching that show, you just realize the importance of...
Oh my God, it's so important.
What that time does in the kitchen with your kids.
Yes.
Right? Or like with grandma, you know, we didn't get much time in the kitchen with our grandmothers.
Uh-huh.
But we did see our parents in the kitchen a lot. Me, you know,
yeah.
I would see my mom and my dad in the kitchen a lot. I will never forget my mom's signature oatmeal. That's always the...
Her sweet oatmeal?
That's the constant reminder. But my parents cooked. You know, my parents cooked a lot, and we learned and we picked it up. And now being a mom, especially, you know, to Aliyah with all her allergies and everything.
Yeah.
Imagine if I couldn't cook. Could you imagine? I would just think you would be done with me.
I don't know that I would be done with you, but.
Or you probably would have taken me to a lot of cooking classes.
It is something that I did consider, like when we were dating.
Really?
Oh, yeah. For sure. Now, I don't think I'm like this really good cook, But I can hold my own. Like, if I need to put something together, I can.
You can. It's just the kitchen's, like, you know, dripping sauce from the ceiling or something. Sometimes. You can be messy sometimes. But you do really good at cleaning.
Seriously, right now?
I'm giving you a hard time. But.
In our white kitchen?
You're a destroyer. Who's the one that? You are a destroyer.
It doesn't matter. When it goes on the plate, you get that. You get that ooh. When it goes on the plate, and you just go like. You get that reaction.
Yeah, and then you walk in the kitchen, you do the same thing.
It doesn't matter.
Who's cleaning that?
That's not even true. God, you're such an exaggerator. Anyway, I can hold my own.
You can.
Okay. But when I thought about it, I think you've got to know how to cook.
Okay, so I don't even remember.
I don't think it's a gender thing. I think somebody needs to know how to cook.
You know, I think it's important that both. Because it's unfair for one to have all that, well, you can cook, you know, you should do it like all the time. Do I really want to cook 21 meals, you know, a week?
Yes.
No, I don't.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you love to cook and you.
I like to try new things. I do. Like, I do like to be in the kitchen, but sometimes it's like, yeah, no, I don't want to make lunch today. No, I'm sick of making dinners. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they always say the cure for that is to get in and to cook,
mm-hmm.
you know, to kind of get over that, like just you know, try something new or experiment or whatever. But sometimes I'm like, screw it. We're going to Raising Cane's, which is why we had the episode where we talked about we spend $1,000 a month on food.
Food. Yeah. Because you go, I get tired of cooking.
Exactly.
But I think it's really important that, you know, like I said, one of you's got to know.
Someone's got to know how to do something. Because
there was a few. Okay. So on the show, there was the girl that burned the chicken. Mm-hmm. She was married.
She had kids.
Yes. And I'm like, your husband better be a freaking chef or something because
or a multimillionaire because she said they ate out all the time.
And so was the other Asian lady. Yes. Has a daughter. She was a single mom.
And she's a fitness instructor.
And they ate out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, screw her for being so skinny.
I know.
And eating out all the time.
And the other but one, second her of husband all, was a chef.
Which one?
The one that was trying to be the saucier, remember?
Oh, yes.
Her husband was a
chef. She was a little bit older lady, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, how do you go throughout life, as old as you are, and not know how to cook, you know, something decent? Like, you don't have to be...
Is that bad parenting?
No, it's not bad parenting. But it's like, hey, at least try. I mean, when somebody says, give me your signature dish... I would assume you've done it a couple times.
Right. There's something you can put out that's edible, you
exactly.
know, flavorful. It doesn't
have to be perfect.
Over the top. I mean, yeah. The thing that you and my brother love the most that I make is a very simple recipe that I picked up from my aunt's. It's chicken. It's tomato sauce.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, cilantro,
yeah,
onion,
but it's got the love in it. And that's the thing that people forget. Is love is an ingredient. I'm a firm believer that love
absolutely.
Is an ingredient because absolutely. There's little things that as you're cooking that you're paying attention to that have nothing to do with the ingredients.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm
and
with
it's
you.
Like it's like an intuition. It's mm-hmm. like a feeling that you get where you just go, now's the time to turn it or now is the time to
that's definitely
move
the
it around.
Sauce. The love.
You know, is the love, right? Mm-hmm. So, but that comes from doing it multiple times.
Yes.
Because when you do it multiple times, things start to get familiar and there's muscle memory involved and that's where the love comes. And then you start going like, oh, I can do the same ingredients, but it doesn't turn out the same way as my aunt did it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But when you start to kind of get it, you go, oh, that's how I have to adjust for next time, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, it's I feel like it's something that's super critical is somebody's got to know how to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know how to cook, put some effort into it.
I mean, YouTube.
So many. Look at you.
Dishes.
You said you did you spend some time with your mom in the kitchen?
I did. Both my parents. Mm-hmm.
I spent a little bit.
And my grandma a little bit. I remember we used to make a homemade tortillas.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'd make them and then we'd put the butter on them, roll them up, eat them with butter, nice and hot off the comal.
Yeah.
You know, when I was young, that dish that I picked up from my aunt, the chicken tacos that you guys like, one time, that was the one time I ever remember being in the kitchen with that aunt. We were at my parents' house and she just happened to make it. And I swear to you, I couldn't have been more than 12.
Yeah.
When I saw her make that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, here I am. Like I said, I'm going to be like 38. And this is still is something that I make that I know that you love. And I know that my brothers love, you know. And yeah. It's like, it's just crazy. You know, from that one moment, that one time I was in the kitchen with my aunt.
And then I think from a guy's perspective, if you know how to cook, it can possibly be, one, a panty dropper. Two, it can be the thing that caps off everything else. Because typically, you know, we have these gender roles or whatever, right? And when you're like a solid candidate, I want to say a solid candidate. What I mean by that is like this woman starting to fall in love potential. With you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like this woman's starting to fall in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you say, I'm going to cook you something or I'm going to cook dinner tonight or whatever.
Right.
And then you just make it
edible.
You know, yeah. Edible and like put a little bit extra into it, mm-hmm. like plating or something just a little bit extra. It's over. It's over. Like at least you've got her on the hook for 6 months. Okay. You might F it up. You might F it up by
with
saying
some
something
other part
really
of your personality.
So really stupid. Video but for the games. Next 6 months, she's in a melt. She's
oh
in a
my
melt.
Goodness.
And if you don't know, just go do one thing. Just one thing. Make, one dish.
Make some shrimp. Make some steak.
Yeah,
make some shrimp.
Yeah, make something. Outside of cereal, toast, and mac and cheese.
And all right? Eggs and bacon.
And eggs and bacon. Outside of that, make some protein. Make a protein and make a side dish.
Mm-hmm.
Super easy. Vegetables are super easy to cook. Do a protein. You can choose any protein that you like. Just do it really well. Do it a couple times. Eat it by yourself and go, okay, I like this, but mm-hmm. I need to put more salt or I need to, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Just try it out. And that way, when it comes time, you have that in your pocket, you know.
So you had your checkoff list, I guess, before you proposed. When did the cooking come in?
It was more not so much when it came in. It was more like throughout, because you were living at your mom's house at the time mm-hmm. when we started dating.
Mm-hmm.
It was more me understanding that you knew what you were doing. Like I can see your like, because a lot of times your mom would cook and you would help her.
Mm-hmm.
But you, I can see you working in there with her
mm-hmm.
or, you know, helping out in a certain way
okay.
where it's like, I know you know what you're doing over there.
Okay.
As opposed to, like, you just standing there watching your mom do everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's different,
mm-hmm.
you know. So you actively being a part of the meal as opposed to, like, your mom just doing everything and you're taking the things from the kitchen to the table or whatever.
Right.
That's something that I noticed.
Oh.
Yeah. For sure, I noticed. And not that I needed somebody that really knew how to cook.
It was just a bonus.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, cool. Like, she knows what she's doing over there, you know? And not that you're a chef either. It's just that you got to know the basics. Like, you got to know basic things. Like, how to boil water to make pasta. You know, you boil the water to make pasta. You put the sauce. You put it together. Spaghetti with some meat. Like, done.
Right,
you know?
Because cooking, it really isn't difficult as you start doing, you know, basic things, grilled chicken, veggies, you know.
Yeah.
You start getting elaborate with your seasonings or with your sauces,
yeah.
you know. But a lot of the ingredients are very simple and very basic.
On a scale of 1 to 10, you won't hurt my feelings. How good was the tartar sauce that I made for the fish?
Oh, I give it a 9.
9?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
It was just too mayonnaise-y. I tasted too much mayo.
So then why would it be a 9?
Because it was amazing.
Oh.
It was just a little too much mayo for me. Like a little too much mayo taste.
Okay, so step it down to an 8 for me. Let's just say.
Fine.
Step it down. Would you agree? 8.
Sure.
Because
it was solid 8. Solid 8.
Okay.
Yes.
That was the first time I've ever made tartar sauce. Ever.
Yeah.
Because you just look at the thing and you go, oh, that looks pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom, boom. Whip it up.
Yeah.
And does it look right? I tasted it a couple times. Like, hey, maybe I need to add a little bit more salt. Or for you, it was too mayo-y.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I was like, oh, I'm okay with the consistency.
Yeah. A little less of the mayo, a little more of the dill.
That
relish,
I would agree
the
with
relish
you.
Was fine.
Yeah. But that I would agree with you. The dill, I like dill. Mm-hmm. So I dill can be overpowering.
Yes. It's a fine line.
I know. And mm-hmm. I didn't want to cross that line because I'd rather be just a little bit under than over. Mm-hmm. But I needed to put a little bit more dill. I agree. Next time, more dill. Yeah. But I mean, first time, just boom, you know, just try it. Just try it.
Way better than anything I've had at a restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, because it was just fresher. It was cool. Like, it just tasted fresher. It was just whipped up. It wasn't sitting in a batch or out on a counter. Or, you know what I mean?
Doesn't have a whole bunch of preservatives in it.
Yes. And that's where we've been talking about kind of like, you know, how we had been going out a little more and more and we've been eating at these places and it's like $15 a plate when I could go to the store and spend $40 and we could have it for, you know, four meals.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of like, that's where it comes in. And it's so easy. How do you make tartar sauce? YouTube, right?
YouTube.
You had a choice of quite a few recipes. You said, let me see this. Done. And that's how you figure it out. We need to make a good hummus because I want to drink the hummus when we go to these Mediterranean places.
Yeah.
I tried to make it once. I didn't really like it. Okay. Try it again.
Yeah.
But we need to get the hummus recipe down.
The hummus is critical.
Yeah. We need that.
I think overall cooking is healthy for the family.
Yes.
Because the girls enjoy getting their hands dirty.
Oh, yeah. They love it. They want to try something that they have made.
Of course.
You know, that's one of the parenting tips you hear over and over and over.
Yes.
The kids aren't eating. Get them involved.
Yeah.
Get them in the kitchen.
And then they'll eat it.
And then they'll want to try what they made.
Yeah. So I really feel strongly about the cooking aspect being critical, not only to like making your decision as far as, hey, am I going to be with this person for the next at least couple weeks? You know, to hey, this person, like, obviously I like them. I'm falling in love with them. You know, you check all the boxes if that's what you're doing. But they always say, you know, the guy to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
If a woman can cook, you're going to be just fine with, mm-hmm. with you know, men being around,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa. If a man can cook, man, you got a weapon, bro. You got a weapon. And you don't need to be crazy about it.
Nope. On both sides. It's just got to be edible.
It's got to be good enough to just not, you know, throw it out.
Sometimes you add a little more flair.
Of course. But that's when you get better at it.
Yeah. But for the most part, you know, it's just gotta be able to eat it.
You just gotta be able to get it down without like making no cara de fuchi, you know, like no faces, yeah. You know, no bad
no faces. And not only that, but when you look back, didn't you see how many memories are really tied to the kitchen and the time around the kitchen table?
Or cooking, you know? Period, barbecues, yeah. You know, parties. Like, that's the thing. Like, if we have a party, we do our best. I mean, it's not, we don't hit it all the time. But we do our best to make sure that when people come over, the food is good.
Mm-hmm.
The food is good because when you have good food, it puts the pressure off everything else.
Yeah, you have a good time.
Yeah, because you can have like things go wrong. The cake can be, you know, you have a birthday party and the cake is disaster or it's all dry.
As long as you had good tacos, but you're like, nobody cares.
If that food was good, then it's mm-hmm. like, it's just the cake was a little dry, no big deal. But when people leave your party hungry, that is a bad thing.
Yeah.
So you don't want people leaving hungry. You want people, you know, happy with the food. And of course, you're not going to make everybody happy. But at the same time, when you try and you put effort into it, it makes a world of difference. And just a little bit more effort will get you a long way in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And that's for, you know, and parties, relationships.
Yeah,
and
I was going to say that leads to other places too. I mean, we definitely need to start spending a lot more time in there because 21 and 21 is going terribly.
It is. It's going bad.
It's pretty bad.
It's going bad. We need help, guys.
You know what? We don't need help. We need more focus and we need more consistency.
Focus.
Because that's the thing. Where we are not putting our energy is where we see the suffering.
Right.
You know, I see it.
Well, that's where we talked about it, right? Wherever you're putting your time and your money is where the priorities are. So we're not putting a whole bunch of time in that 20 and 21. So we're not getting the results.
Exactly. So, I put in more time. You remember how I was saying like I wanted April, my commitment was going to be like 21 days of working out.
Did you hit it?
I have to say, I don't think I hit 21. I know that I was more consistent. I can track the days that I worked out. That I rode because it's right there on my phone. And I know that there were other days that I didn't ride that I was like, hey, let's go for a walk. Hey, let's go for a longer walk. I just didn't track those days. I didn't put them into something.
Yeah.
So I know how many more days I rode this month than last. I know that I put in more more days of like an active rest day, you know, on the days that I didn't ride. Did I hit 21? Probably not. But I did make a conscious effort to move forward. So now I know, okay, going into next month
to just try do to more.
Hit my 21, just do more and write it down so that I can look back and say, okay, maybe I didn't do 21, but I did 18, or you know what I mean?
Right.
Like just to keep getting better.
Well, it was a yearly goal, so no big deal. Right. If we would have hit our yearly goal for the first 4 months of the year, that's a really crappy goal.
No, but we have bathing suit season like now.
I understand. It would have been nice.
I'm like, we don't look good.
You're right. I'm going to shut up.
So, you know.
We suck. Just put it that way. We suck.
We don't suck. We're just fat. it's time to kick it up. It's time to kick it up.
Let's Emeril Lagasse and kick it up a notch.
And I tried to help you. You didn't want to get off the bed one time. And I was like, you were just in your underwear. I found your shorts. I put them on you. You were laying down fighting
me. Okay, wait. Hold on. Let's back up here.
This was the best.
Because I did not want to work out.
You didn't.
And she was like, get your ass out there. And da da da. I'm like, I don't even have any clothes right now.
Yeah, so you're like, I don't even have any shorts. So I went and I found shorts and I put them on him. He was laying there dead weight, trying as hard as he could to not move, not give me any leeway, not give me the satisfaction.
Yeah. And you putting those shorts on was your workout.
Pretty much. And then I tried to lift him off the bed. He weighs 100 pounds more than I do, but I'm strong.
You tried. You tried.
What I did was I moved the bed from one side of the room to the other because I grabbed his legs and I pulled as hard as I could. So I rearranged the furniture, but he didn't get off the bed. So then I started rolling him from the middle of the bed to the end. I did good.
You got me to the end, but you never got me off.
I didn't get you off the...
Oh, sorry. bad choice of words. You have got me off.
Babe.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Earmuffs.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't. I got him rolled to the edge of the bed. From there, he had a choice. Fall over or get up.
I got up. I worked out.
He got up. He worked out. So, that was hilarious, though.
Definitely feel like we just need to keep working towards what we need to. And we'll get there. So one more thing. We're probably going to wrap up here pretty soon, but... One more thing. I know you've been talking about, homeschooling the girls and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And there's little payoff. It's a lot of work. There's a lot of prep and things that you have to work out throughout the week and the time and the effort to sit down with her and actually teach and her to be focused and frustration and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get these little payoff moments. And I want you to talk about that payoff moment that we've had for spring.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It was amazing. Because there have been times we're wrapping up, right? I am on the 5 week countdown. Okay. We have all of May and we have
For
her kindergarten year. So we have all of May and we have 4 days in June and then we are done with kindergarten, which is very bittersweet. But along the way, you know, I've had these moments where it's like, I just didn't think it would be like this. You know, I anticipated this wonderful, rosy time of exploration and nature and natural growth and learning. And then here I am in the living room crying because I'm like, how don't you know what letter comes after C? And the fill in the blank. So, you know, it's been a very big learning curve for me. She's picked up on some amazing stuff, but... As you guys saw from our stories, we had class pets, right? We got a butterfly habitat. So we had caterpillars that were delivered to us and the girls watched them eat with the little magnifying glass and, you know, watch them grow. And then they started hatching. And, you know, throughout that time, we had our little work pages that went along with it, the life cycle of a caterpillar and a butterfly and all that stuff. And, you know, we're talking through it and they see it and it's wonderful. And then we released them. And then a couple of days after we released them, Aliyah was outside on the climbers that we have in our tree here. And she was like, look, Dad, there's caterpillar eggs. And you're like, okay, right, you know.
Yeah, of course. Because, I mean, like, who spots caterpillar eggs?
Yeah. So then you Google them.
And I didn't even know what to look for.
And then you came to me, and then you were like, oh, my God, Aliyah found caterpillar eggs.
Yeah.
And it was exactly what it was like in the picture. And it was exactly like the things that she had drew and saw in our workbook pages and mm-hmm. poster that we had and everything.
But tell them where they were.
They were underneath the climbing mounts in the tree.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't have never seen them. No one would have noticed them. And she just happened to be climbing up the tree, and she looked under one of them, and she saw them.
Yeah. So these things are you can probably fit 10 of these in a grain of rice.
Yeah, they're extremely
They're tiny. Super small. And she was climbing up the tree and stopped and said, Dad, I see caterpillar eggs. And I was like, what? I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, you don't know what caterpillar eggs looks like. I think she was just saying, oh, okay, there's something that resembles the caterpillar eggs that she saw in mm-hmm. your lessons, you mm-hmm. know? So I looked up and I was like, oh my God, is that right? Like, I didn't even know what I was looking for, you know? Mm-hmm. So like you said, I Googled it and I put it in the old Google. And sure enough, I'm like, son of a bee, like those are caterpillar eggs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I made a big deal about it because I thought that was a huge thing for her to notice and to apply from what she learned from you. And mm-hmm. we told you, look, Mom, Aliyah found caterpillar eggs.
Yeah, she took me out. She pointed them out to me. She'd been watching them. The girls had seen some bugs go around them.
Come and eat them.
Mom, come save the eggs. I'm running, you know. You know, save the eggs.
Yeah, I think they're pretty much done.
I think they're done.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think those, there were little like gnats or mm-hmm. Ants.
Yeah.
They're in a bad spot because they typically should be under leaves.
They should be on a leaf.
Yeah, so that they're hitting.
When they hatch, like they need to start eating right away. So there's nothing there for them to eat.
But then why would the caterpillar put them there?
I don't know. Ask the caterpillar mom.
Terrible parenting. That's terrible parenting.
Yeah.
I'm going to parent shame that caterpillar.
So, you know, I have that. I had that win and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, tears of happiness.
Yeah.
And then while we're in Palm Springs, we're at the Living Desert, and that was an amazing day. Super fun field trip.
Mm-hmm.
And we come home and I have a little worksheet and I'm like, here, I want you to draw the favorite animal that you saw at the Living Desert.
Mm-hmm.
And she drew a turkey. And I was like, I'm telling you, I'm like, did I miss the turkeys?
At the
living desert? And I was like, I don't think turkeys live in the desert. You know, here I am, kindergarten teacher. I don't know shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, there were no turkeys. So I'm like, oh my gosh, really? We saw cheetahs, we saw eagles, we saw giraffes.
Yeah.
We saw all kinds of snakes and hyenas. I mean, she talked about these animals, but she was lazy and drew a turkey. I'm like, I can't turn that in. You know? you take the wins with the losses. But it's been fun.
Yeah.
It's been fun. And it's nice to see that little payoff, you know. We we had a quick errand to run at Target, and you stopped in an area where there was a stop sign, mm-hmm. right? It was a slow time, you mm-hmm. know, like mid morning. So no one's around. So I hopped out the car. I was about to run around the front of your car. Thankfully I stopped because someone came flying.
Well, that's why I honked, because I knew you were in the front and I honked.
So someone came flying by very impatiently.
On my driver's side.
On they your flew driver's yeah,
they
side. Came
they yeah. went around
they
and
went around
and mm-hmm. drove right by me on the driver's side.
Yes, yeah. Very rudely. So I'm inside doing my exchange. You're in the parking lot exchanging words with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the kids see, right? And then Aliyah comes home and she drew you and the guy, and she got anger. We're gonna post a picture of her wanted poster because she wanted this guy to get in trouble. I believe she wanted to make a wanted poster so we could tell the police.
Yes.
Because he almost flattened me like a tortilla.
To quote our 6-year-old, that guy almost flattened you like a tortilla. I don't know where that came from.
Me either. So she made a wanted poster.
Yeah, and he's all angry. Like, his face is all...
But she got it down because he has... In the picture, the person has long hair.
Yeah, and he had dreads.
And you said the guy had long hair.
Yeah.
And then your face is angry and your arm is up. So whose arms were up? Both of you? Or
both
one of
us
you?
Are. Oh, okay. Well, I was kind of like, my arm... I'm like pointing at him and yelling at him. And, you know, saying he's going to kill somebody. And, you know, what are you thinking? And then he goes and parks in a handicapped spot. You know, and I'm like, you know... Next time, don't bring your grandma's, you know, handicap placard.
Oh,
and
now, my gosh.
That guy was nowhere near handicapped. If it was from the shoulders up, let me tell you, because he could not drive worth a hell. And he sure as heck, you know, is walking just fine. So whatever handicap he had was from his brains.
Oh, goodness. So the things the kids pick up on, right? The things they pick up on. But, it has been adventurous. It has been adventurous, you guys. We're glad to be back with you. And now, heading into this week, it's still going to be busy. There's lots of things going on in May. And, you know, now 2 days from now, two sleeps. And we get to go have our...
Disney Day. Yes.
Which is going to be fantastic.
Awesome. I know, and you can follow that on social. We'll post some stories. There's been a lot of talk of, like... logistics in Disneyland and how that's all going, so we can definitely give you guys our respective opinion and our perspective on how it went, how they have it set up. We're hearing a lot of good things.
Yeah,
so we're excited to be there for May the 4th be with you.
Exactly. I cannot wait. Oh my gosh. So do we want to play a little game with our listeners?
Sure, but you got to make it so that it works out good, so go ahead. Because you have the rules in your head, and I don't know what you were talking about, so go ahead.
I don't have any rules. I just thought, like, you know, we've been talking about, like, eating out and finances so much. We want to see if anybody wants to take any guesses how much this fabulous Disney day is going to cost. I don't know. What do you think?
Sure. No tickets or tickets? No tickets, no parking.
No tickets, no parking.
So how much are we going to spend in the park, basically?
How much are we going to spend in the park? The park is open from 9 to 7. I wonder what time we're going to get there.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But you can follow us on social and find out.
Yeah.
And also, we're going to give them some hints. We'll give them some hints. What are you bringing with you?
Okay.
As far as, like, food and drinks. And what we plan to purchase inside the park.
All right.
Not what, just we have a planned big purchase inside the park.
Okay. I don't know about all that. You're kind of losing me there. So you can talk about that portion. Okay. I'll talk about what I can speak
to. What are you bringing?
Food. My favorite subject. I got us some little snack packets. I'll show them while we're there in the park. So you guys can see, I got two drinks for us, and I'm taking the girls water bottles because I know that we can get ice water there at the park. So I'm taking water bottles for the girls to refill. I'm taking them juice pouches to have. I'm taking us two drinks, fruit snacks, and a container of chips. That's all. That is what I am taking.
Okay.
That's it. So I didn't want to overdo it, but I knew there was going to be times where the girls are going to be like, oh, I want something. So I wanted them to have a fruit option, because I already know when we're there, like, this is going to be epic as far as.
I don't think it's going to be that epic.
I don't think it's going to be that bad. I just feel like if they ask for something, I'm not going to say no. This is going to be our Disney Yes Day. I have the book coming. I'm going to read it to them the day before we go. So I'm very excited.
You guys got all that cheese? Did you guys get all that cheese?
Hope you had some tortilla chips.
Get some nachos with all that cheese, guys.
Okay, so what were you talking about?
I'm talking about, okay, so we have planned to make a purchase in the park. Mm-hmm. So that purchase is roughly around $100. So I wanted to put that out there as a base start. Based on what you said and what I said.
Okay.
And just give us some guesses, you know, what do you guys think? Yeah. So give us a dollar amount, you know, you don't need no cents. Don't give me any cents, just dollar amount, rough ballpark dollar amount. And, you know, let us know what you think. Maybe, we'll shoot you guys a little gift card if somebody gets close, who knows? maybe we're feeling a little froggy and want to, you know, jump into the gift card section.
I guess we'll see.
All right. Well, we'll play that game. Post it on social media what you think we're going to spend in the park. We'll post a picture of us in the park, and you guys can start commenting on what you think the dollar amount is going to be.
They're probably going to wait till a little closer in the day after they see how many churros and beignets and Dole Whips have been devoured.
That's fine. They have all week to make their guesses.
Yeah. But I think that'll be fun.
All right.
Let's see how much we blow.
That's going to do it for us this week, guys. It was a little longer one today, but we knew it was going to be long. We missed you guys, and we had a lot to get to, so I hope you enjoyed the extended version. And, oh, one more thing before we go. A lot of things coming up in the next few weeks, so we're excited about that. We're going to have a new guest come on, talk about some new stuff that you guys haven't heard us talk about yet. So we are excited for that. All right, it's going to do it for us. We'll catch you guys on the next one.
Thanks for making us a part of your day.